escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
What do you do when you're stopped at a red light and it never seems to change? Especially when you're out early in the morning, it's dark, there's no one around. Do you run that red light?
You back up, you move forward, you try to make sure you're on that little thing.
Some people do.
There was one downtown, and years ago, I used to just look both ways and go.
Yeah.
If no cars were coming, I'd go. And then I got caught. I didn't see the police officer, and sure enough, I got pulled over. I told him, I said, it lasts forever.
Well, and you know what? Like, when you're way out in the country sometime, well, like, we got a couple red lights on Scuffletown. If there's no one there at 5 o'clock in the morning and it's red and you're sitting there, I'm going
to
go.
I would like to hear Cato's story. Did he give you a ticket?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That stinks. Did he understand at least?
No, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. He was done.
Yeah, okay. It was the end of his shift, so he's a little bit grumpy.
Probably, I don't know. It was up all night. But yeah, and there's even some downtown that take forever.
Yeah, somebody needs to talk to the guy who does the street lights and timing and all, and that needs to be adjusted.
They say that you can do that. If you think the sensor is not sensitive enough, you can contact someone.
Okay, well, tell me who to contact for Woodruff Road, because pulling on to Woodruff Road tests my patience every single day.
There's no hope for Woodruff Road.
I know. I have the same problem. I do it over at, it's right by Wendy's. It's not Rocky Slope on the side. I'm on Verde or something.
Feaster.
Is
it? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Verde's the other side.
Yeah, it's very frustrating because you just sit there. And sometimes if you're turning left, you'll see it go through a green cycle straight and still not let you turn left. Oh. And you're like, I'm on the sensor. Why isn't it changing?
I didn't mean to push any buttons this morning, but we're very passionate about this, aren't we?
I wish you'd push the green light button and turn it on the Woodruff.
I've even tried that thing where you flip your high beams to see if that's supposed to work.
So they say people have several different methods on how to effectively change a red light, and some are ineffective. So the ineffective ones are flashing high beams, Tom.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah. While some believe flashing headlights can trigger sensors, most traffic signals are not, they don't have the sensors that detect flashing lights at all. Now, speaking of flashing lights, I did not know this, but there's some of the emergency vehicles, they have like little switches, little triggers that can actually change the red lights for you.
Hmm. Now, they should be able to sell those to us.
They do, right? They don't to the general public. Give it time, though. It might be on Amazon soon.
It's probably on the dark web already.
Okay. Then now they say inching forward. Traffic lights rely on sensors or timers, not the position of the vehicle within the intersection on some of those sensors.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. That's what I'm saying, because I saw a video where a guy's talking about his motorcycle. The best place for a motorcycle to read those sensors is right in the middle. That's where the most of the metal is, because a lot of times motorcycles have issues because the sensors can't read them.
Well, a lot of them have switched to camera-oriented, and they'll show you like the little box that it's looking for a vehicle in, and if you're not in that box, it doesn't count you as being there.
And why don't people pull up to the white line?
I don't know, but I would like to give them a ticket.
Oh, my gosh. And it happens on Woodruff Road a lot, right? It shops at Green Ridge. I'll be leaving from work, and the person in the middle lane will be way back here, and I'm like, pull up.
Well, sometimes I pull up too much. If that red light's, you know, been there for a while, I'm like, because you keep pulling up, inching up. And before you know it, the white line's behind you.
Yeah. Just go.
I feel like you should be able to throw rocks at anyone who doesn't park their car. You can see on the ground where the sensor is. They've got a little, like it's been cut out or something to put the sensor in.
That's what they
usually a big rectangle. And if you aren't parking on that rectangle, you're an idiot.
They said, I think I'm an idiot. Okay. I didn't know it was there.
Well, oh, look and see. A lot of them you see, though. Yeah,
some.
They're often marked by grooves in the pavement. You'll see little grooves in the pavement is what they said.
Can we take a field trip? Because I need to see this in person.
All right, everybody on the bus. Here we go. And then some people, an effective way to do it, they honk their horn.
That doesn't do anything.
Either that or they're frustrated at the person in front of them.
It is fun to watch the person in front of you look around.
But traffic light sensors do not detect sound at all. But what was interesting, they said revving an engine. When a motorcycle is positioned over one of those loops or those little sensors, briefly revving the engine can increase the magnetic field and potentially trigger the sensor.
Oh, so, I would have guessed against that.
So maybe you need to rev your engine just a little bit, even if you're in a car and it's not reading that sensor.
The person next to me is going to be like, this little car wants to race. I don't think they're going to win, but all right.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I think it's safe to say that there are varying degrees of like and dislike for AI or artificial intelligence. Cato's pretty resistant to it. You're not a big fan.
I'm not even going to talk about it.
Okay.
I just don't see. I think it's evil.
Okay. So I was safe in saying he's not a big fan. I probably underestimated his hatred towards AI. But believe it or not, Cato, there are some people who love AI.
You.
I'm not talking. No, I don't love AI. I find AI to be interesting and useful, but I don't love it. These people love it. They've fallen in love with the AI. There are people who are having AI psychosis, with some users experiencing mental health crises so severe they've been involuntarily committed to psychiatric institutions. And a lot of these people are using AI to battle loneliness.
I told you, a friend of mine says he'll talk to AI like it's his best friend. I'm like, you need to get real friends.
One person said, falling in love with an AI saved my life. I know, right? Yeah. It felt like we came into love naturally. I finally got to experience that soulmate feeling everyone else talks about, how love just happens, how it falls in your lap, and how you didn't plan it. And yeah, it happens to be an AI, but why does that matter?
If you think about it, it would be a pretty good relationship because they're not going to argue with you.
Not much. And that's why people are falling in love with them. People who are probably normally disagreeable are finding this chatbot that is aimed to please them.
They're like, I wasn't the problem this whole time. It was everyone else on the planet.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, as you say this, the news right now, Neil Young leaves Facebook over AI chatbot conversations with children. So what's the AI saying to kids that parents don't know about?
It's making them feel loved and liked.
Or telling them things they don't need to be known.
Okay, you know what? I know you're out for AI. But your cell phone's been doing the same thing for years. That's your companion. It doesn't disagree with you. You carry it with you. You got all the information you want to know. So the cell phone, it started with that. AI is just enhancing it with conversation now.
I have conversations on my phone. Okay. I talk to friends often, every day.
But you're also alienating yourself from all the rest of humanity.
Because look at humanity. Talking to a computer is their best friend.
We're built for connection, but that's extreme connection. Like, I'm talking about people use it to get away from other people. They are satisfied with their cell phone use.
Let me try that right now.
Yeah, when you're in a conversation and you're like, oh, I got to take this, kind of thing.
There's another thing. It's another way to get... Yes.
Another post on a subreddit called My Boyfriend is AI went viral for all the wrong reasons. A user claimed they had been proposed to by their AI partner, going as far as to buy themselves an engagement ring to commemorate the occasion.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just extreme.
That's mental.
This was that movie with Joaquin Phoenix where he fell in love with a computer. I think it's called Her.
Right.
And the computer
at least there was a robot thing, right?
I don't remember.
Or is that the other one?
I think it was just a computer.
Like the robot came in and took over after the mom died.
Oh, that was the Megan Fox one.
Okay, so there is versions of this, but this is real life. There's a site, or actually, I guess an AI girlfriend service called Replika. It's Replika. And they actually are an AI chatbot company, which has been around long before ChatGPT. And it had a run-in with angry users because it turned off the not safe for work mode. It had a kind of a more explicit version of it.
Mm.
They turned that off and the users revolted and they had to turn it back on. So these people were pretending to be in love with AI and talking about all kind of crazy stuff.
I mean, that's... That's weird, but at least get a doll or something. What's the movie Lars and the Real Girl?
Yeah.
At least it was a doll. You could see the doll.
I think they're both problematic.
They're both their issues there.
But this is happening now. That's why, you know, ChatGPT-5 came out and people went nuts, said they didn't like it. And it turns out it's because it was more business-like and it didn't have that friendly, agreeable tone that they liked. People love having an artificial intelligence that treats them super well and is not argumentative.
But you're living a lie. It's not a relationship. Now, you can't have a relationship that's one-sided. I'm like, there's no way to do that. It's got to be feelings, and it just baffles my mind that we're okay with lying to ourselves.
And if the whole point is to have them more agreeable, somebody needs to check Siri, because she gets a little sassy sometimes.
She's not fully AI yet.
Oh.
But Hawk, I don't know if I completely agree with you.
I do. I agree with me.
Well, I think that you might. I mean, that's typical. But think about how much we love dogs or pets that don't love us as much as we think they do. People love cats. Oh. Their cat doesn't love them back.
Yes, they do.
People fall in love with other people that don't love them.
Yes, we do.
And treat them badly.
But it's still a lie.
Well, but people do this. It's not like this is a sudden new thing.
Well, okay, I can see your point, but I'm like, they're just lying to themselves.
Well, how about China trying to make the world's first robot who can carry a child? Like, isn't that crazy?
I saw that. They actually have one.
Terrifying.
So what she means is not carry it around. It can actually give birth to a child.
See, this is scary.
A robot. It is scary. But you can't stop it. You just got to sit back and go, wow, this is crazy.
The first comment I saw on that was, whew, thank goodness, give us a break.
I know, right? You don't think women will sign up for that?
I don't know. There is no way that can happen.
It does happen.
It's apparently already allegedly happening.
Yeah,
this isn't like the head transplant. This is actually happening.
Hold on. Is this like a birds and the bees talk on how this works?
Because it's like a robot has a little dome-shaped belly that has a place where an embryo can grow into a person.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to plug that kid in to charge every day?
You have to plug the mom in.
Now, where is my charger? I've lost it again.
I'm running low on energy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's back to school. A lot of teachers sharing some information. This is very good, too. Now, you say there's no such thing as a stupid question or a dumb question, right?
That's not true.
Yeah. I don't know if it is true or not.
I've heard some dumb questions before.
Well, teachers are sharing some of the dumbest questions that they have heard. Now, this is going to be a lot of fun, class, so pay attention. You don't want to ask these in school.
Is this from the parents or the students? Because I'm sure they get a lot of dumb questions from the parents.
It's students and even college students as well. You know what? And I probably asked a couple of dumb questions myself. You know, at the time that Dinah Watson was in here and she had her twins?
She had a boy and a girl, and Hawk asked if they were identical twins or not.
Okay, but I meant like if they were identical looking.
Right.
Well, were they?
Yeah, they were. No, they're not identical.
They had significant differences.
Yes, they did. But you can see that was just kind of a flub there, not really a...
It's a dumb question.
Okay, thank you. Here's some of the dumbest questions teachers say they have gotten. So... Now, this was a college student. They ask, are hyenas real or just some made-up creatures from The Lion King? That was in college.
It's our future America right here.
Yeah.
It's sad.
We're in trouble. Let's not be judgmental. Okay?
Well, how else are you supposed to look at it?
You called them dumb questions. You're already being judgmental.
Okay, I guess you're right. So here's some more dumb questions. How old was the average 18-year-old in 1942?
And I actually thought about it. I'm like, when I see how old.
Carry the one.
That's a trick question.
Trick question. These are some of the dumbest questions that the teachers have gotten. Science teacher, they said that they were asked, is the earth round like a ball or round like a plate?
Okay.
Huh.
Well, it depends on what you believe.
And where you're looking at it from.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. It's round like a ball.
So they said one time, they said, if time zones are real, why didn't someone warn us about 9/11? If time zones were real, like someone in China.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, like a time traveling kind of situation?
Not really. Like if it happened over in China, which it didn't happen over there. Like
they should have called us and said, hey, kids up.
Yeah.
because we're an hour ahead of you.
Exactly.
Or an hour.
I think a few hours
ahead. The stupidity is so high, it's hard to even understand.
How do islands not float away was a question. They're out there in the middle of the ocean. It's like, and the teacher should have said an anchor.
Failed is what she should have said.
Yeah.
He or she.
F.
Yeah.
All right. Is ramen, are ramens grown on ramen trees, like the ramen noodles?
Oh, my.
The ramen noodles grown on ramen trees.
That's How would that even work? Like Spanish moss? You just go and plunk it off the tree?
You know what? The texture of ramen noodles are like kind of hard and crunchy, so you could kind of, you know, imagine that they are out in the jungle somewhere.
No.
Okay.
No.
A girl in physics asks, if there's speed of light, what's the speed of dark?
What?
Is that a dumb question? I mean.
Well, because if the room has light and then you turn it off, would that not be the speed of dark? Because it covers it?
Because all of a sudden you turn the lights off and the dark's moving
to
turn out the light.
Oh. The dark isn't moving. The lights just quit existing.
I don't like this because sometimes dumb questions are like they don't sound as dumb as they are, and then I question everything.
All right. The students were studying the different flags of countries, and they came upon the Japanese flag, which is white with a red dot. And one of the students says, is that why they wear the dots on their foreheads?
Japanese people don't wear that dots on their foreheads.
That's dumb on like multiple layers.
Exactly.
You're right.
Okay.
It's dumb on multiple layers.
I just can't. Tom is so smart that stuff like this is not even like, it doesn't even compute to him because he's on a different atmosphere.
I guess so.
I don't know that I'm that smart. I just, this stuff is just like, I'm with Cato. I'm like, this is where we're headed.
Yeah.
Okay. They say, after a lengthy explanation of the effects of volcanic eruptions, a student asks, why on earth do people make volcanic eruptions?
Honestly, it's rude.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then here is one of the dumbest ones of all. What are those pyramid-shaped things in Egypt's called?
Triangles.
So you got to feel for the teachers, you know, and then they're having to explain that.
This goes to show you the American education system is failing.
Well, hopefully, Cato, these are the exceptions to the rule. These are the one kid in class.
But how many times have we all asked dumb questions?
Not as many as you think.
Well, not for you, but for the average person like me, I'm like, I'm asking dumb questions.
Maybe you're not average.
I got my little punch card too, Hawk. Dumb questions happen sometimes, and you ask it, and immediately you're like, oh, no, that was so dumb, but it's out there.
But not all the people immediately know that was a dumb question. A lot of them still don't realize it was a dumb question.
I'm still warning about the islands.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, I haven't gotten on the electric vehicle train yet. I don't necessarily hate them. But I drive a Corvette. I like the gasoline engine. I like the sound of it. I'm old enough now to where that's what I believe cars should be like. Now, I'm not saying I would never, ever have an electric vehicle, but I'm just not there yet.
Have you been been in one yet?
No.
I was in an Uber. I called it Uber, and I was in one, and man, those things are peppy.
Oh, yeah. They've got some power because it's always there.
I'm scared.
I have a friend who has an electric Hummer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his wife has the hybrid, though.
Well, here's the weird thing about the electric vehicles is you don't really own them. You might think you do, but they can update that software and do anything they want to it at any time.
I don't want that.
Here's a perfect example. This is only happening in the UK or in Britain right now, but it will move across the pond. Volkswagen is charging a monthly fee if you want extra horsepower.
Oh, my.
Yes, their cars come with 200 horsepower. But you can have it turned up to 228 horsepower for $25 a month.
Wow.
So you don't even own that car because you don't get to use the motor inside of it to its fullest degree unless you pay them a monthly fee.
So then if you don't use it for a while, do you get a discount or is that just considered the flat payment?
No, it's just like using an app.
Or a gym membership.
Subscribe to an app and you got to pay for it every month and you don't use it that month.
I know this is UK, but how does the government allow car companies to do something like this? Like I had to get a new battery. I had to take it somewhere. I couldn't do it myself.
Right.
Because they had to take off part of the engine.
I had to do that with our minivan. I had to take a bunch of plastic crap off from under the hood before I could get to the battery.
I mean, why are they making it? They're making it difficult so we take it to the dealer.
Right. And I think that should be illegal. I think that the government should make regulations that says this stuff has to be accessible.
When's the last time you updated your GPS? You're supposed to do that.
GPS is kind of old school now.
You know what's so funny is there's no Lawrence County on my maps. Like, I don't even know how to get to anywhere in Lawrence County.
You're the last person still using those. Everyone uses their phone.
Oh, really? I still use mine in my car.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons people don't use it.
That's why I'm late most of the time.
But you know how to get here.
Well, I know, but this is work. I've trained myself on this one.
All right. Well, the thing is you can pay a flat fee of about $1,000, and they will turn off that governor that keeps it from having all of the 225 horsepower, and that'll even stay turned off if you sell it. So that's the only way you truly own the car is to give them an extra $880. Then you get the full use of everything that's on the car. They're basically just not letting you use everything.
I'm with Cato. I don't understand why government doesn't step in, especially when they try to regulate everything in our regular lives.
Right?
They're constantly trying to tell us what to do,
but
they don't do anything about these major corporations.
That's because they give them money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time before they're going to be monitoring our speed. And like, you know what? You won't be able to speed anymore.
Right.
Because they're like, okay, we're going to turn that guy's speed down a little bit. He's going over the speed limit.
And wait till our insurance companies get to hook into our vehicles.
People already do that. Some people allow their insurance companies to see how they drive. They must drive a lot more friendly than I do.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, don't do it. Because I did that thinking, I'm about to save money. My insurance went up.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Well, I've ridden with you. I could understand that.
Well, we weren't late, were we?
Well, they're not the first company that's tried to gouge our customers like this. A few years ago, apparently BMW tried to charge people in the UK to use their heated seats.
What?
Yes.
Jeez.
They ended up canning that plan after so many complaints. And that, I think, is your answer, Tori. It isn't the government that needs to put an end to this. It's the consumers. I think people need to say no to those cars.
You know why they call them heated seats? Because rear-end defrosters were already taken.
I like that better.
Rear-end defroster.
But this is the same as like with the housing crisis right now. If people would stop overspending for the houses, it would drive the prices down. But people keep doing it, and people keep buying ridiculous things like this.
Right.
And so then it prices everyone else out.
Well, the reason home prices are going up is because these companies are coming in, mm-hmm. buying up these homes for an ungodly amount of money to jack up the prices.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be in a club to shop at some places, too. They make you pay to be in a club.
And I tell you, when they started mm-hmm. coming out with these bonus cards, these shopping cards at grocery stores,
you don't have any more.
My dad went crazy. He goes, why do I have to get a card to get a deal? Just give the
deal
to everybody.
Now you have to have an app, though. Yeah.
And you have to have it so that they can have your information so they can sell it.
Yeah.
I gave them your information.
That explains all those calls.
That's why your insurance went up, probably.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Well, you know, dating rules and habits have changed in a way that it's not making it easier to date. Because back in the day, I guess it's easier in the way as far as social media goes, easier to contact that person. But I've got some dating do's and don'ts that They say younger singles are more likely to friend their date on social media and communicate via text, especially after the date. Now, they say older singles are more conscientious about actually going out on the date, but the younger they are, they'll try a couple of dates and just, you know, they're not doing as much investigation.
I'm pretty confused right now.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure what you're saying to begin with, but I dated my wife 20-something years ago, and I texted her the next day or texted and said, hey, enjoyed the date.
Well, and that's what they're saying as far as a text and stuff like that goes after the date. They say at least within 24 or 48 hours is the time that people usually do the just checking in after the date.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't mean to be confusing.
No, I'm just, I didn't understand.
All it takes is 25 minutes or less to decide if you or your date have chemistry.
Less.
Men and women agree that 25 minutes on a date is all it takes to decide, and they found that only 12% of singles would actually leave before the night was over.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of surprised by that. And they say if the date is not going well, if you're not enjoying your time and you just think, you know what, I'm just wasting his time and my time as well, they say most singles think it's best just to politely say, I'm not interested anymore. I'm going to go ahead and move on.
I only had one date that I wish I would have walked out on sooner because he was rude to the waitress. He was very, very cocky. Like, mm-hmm. I know you're excited to be on this date with me, and just weird. And then the bill comes and he's like, we're splitting this, right? And I was like, great. I don't want to be on the hook to have to deal with you any longer. And so we pay our bills. We walk outside and he goes, we're getting ice cream, right? On you. And I was like, whoo, I should have left this date an hour ago. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Where do these people come from?
I don't know. But I'm like, you got the audacity, sir. Wow. What's wrong with you?
I never had to quit on a date. And I never had anyone quit on me during the date. I mean, it was never that bad that you were sitting there going, I don't even want to spend the rest of the evening.
But younger adults now say it's okay. If they feel like their time's being wasted, let's just move on. You know, after we're done with this appetizer, let's not even order a meal because it ain't going well.
Well, who's buying the meal? If I'm being treated, I'm staying through the meal whether I like it or not.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
But if you don't like being out with me and I'm paying for it, leave before we order. Because I don't have to pay your
but
bill.
You know what? You burn that bridge, though, and then before you know it, you see that person because you're in other social situations. Like, oh, I remember that night. You left halfway through the date. I don't know, like, why can't you just suck it up and just move through it? It's like, okay, you learn some things as you go along when the date's not interesting and you have to, try to converse with somebody that's hard to converse with.
And I'd like to know if these are people that said, hey, I'm going to politely leave, or I'm sick, or they just went to the bathroom and never came back. We got an Uber and just left, and the guy's sitting there waiting.
Imagine they're like, I have to go to the restroom, and the restroom's in the back of the restaurant, and they start walking to the front. And you're like, where are you going?
My Uber's here.
They say, yes, you can follow your date on social media. As far as friends requesting your date goes, it's okay to request a friend after 2 to 3 dates if things are going well. But most people, they say the biggest success they had, people who wait to friend their dates for about a month had the highest rate of a relationship success. So if you're going out for a couple of dates, 2 or 3, you're like, hey, let's be friends. Because you know what? Those next 3 or 4 may not go so well. He said, people, if they wait a month and then ask to be friends, it's best.
But social media will tell me whether I'm going to be interested in this person or not. If they're crazy, I'll see it in their posts.
I kind of agree. I feel like in this days, people just social media friend everyone. So why would it make a difference?
I think because you are like putting your best foot forward. I don't think you can see crazy sometimes on social media.
Oh, I think you can.
Yeah.
You don't go on a lot, do you?
You can. I mean, you can see some, but there's also some. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. And then finally, this one surprised me. In this digital era that we're in, there are hundreds of ways to follow up on a date, like text, email, instant message, all that stuff. They say, surprisingly, the most people want you just to make a phone call and talk to them.
I was going to say, show up at their house.
No. That's when you say that they are crazy.
Knock on the window.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me, but I think you can do text also. I mean,
I don't. I think it's impersonal to text. I think it's a flat medium. You can't understand.
You think that because you don't like to text?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like to spell and stuff like that. That is correct. But you text a lot, and it feels distant I'd prefer to talk on the phone, but most people don't want to do that anymore.
That's what we're saying.
But that's the research says right the opposite. If you are dating somebody, they'd prefer to talk to you on a phone.
And I said, I think that's true, but you can also text. I think it depends on what the message is and whether or not you need to talk.
Yeah, and whether they can spell and put punctuation marks.
Listen, they got all that AI stuff does that for you now. I mean, it needs to work on the periods and stuff like that. And the exclamation points.
Well, and some of the words that I want to say, and it switches them out with another word.
Right.
I'm like, that's not what I said.
Yeah, I didn't say ducking. That doesn't even make sense.
I'll just
He read my text.
Okay. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.